First of all, we should know that those who accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who accept Nityananda Prabhu, all are in one family, and that is called Gaur family. It may be some difference of some special thing, like Narottam Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Jahnavi Parivar, Roop Parivar, like these so many. But mainly they are one, Gaur family. It has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who are initiated or not initiated? No. No question. Only accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and in their guidance they want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, they are Gaur family. Gradually from Kanishth to Madhyam, from Madhyam to Uttam Dehiti. So we must try to honor them. We should not criticize. We should take their qualities and do bhajan. This is the aim and the object of our life, so that we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First you will have to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will what? Manifest in the form of Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. And this is a very easiest process. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Rupa Goswami is called Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Sri Rupam Mayam Dadati Me. I think that if you want to know about Rupa and his instructions, you will have to offer yourself in the lotus feet of Saptam Goswami Sila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Nowadays, without him there is no way to enter in the way of Rupa Goswami, process of Rupa Goswami. And I think that his last work and highest work is Jaiva Dharma. If you want to enter in bhakti realm, if you want to know something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the process of Rupa Goswami, you will have to fall very easily. Through this Jaiva Dharma you can know. So I think so many devotees told me that you gave a class in Germany for 7 days or 6 days about Jaiva Dharma. Everyone here and there, in world everywhere, all are appreciating that thing. So we should not try to jump on the rush tree on the top. First we should be in the root of that tree. Gradually we should try to grow up. If you are jumping, then you must fall. So don't try to. I've told so many times to all, but some are desperate. Very desperate. They want to go, be on the top, not in bottom. Anyhow, they are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they have some wish. So we should try to tolerate them and to give some instruction, not to do like so. So time to time I do like chastise, not to do like this. We should first follow Gita, other books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Siksha, then Rupa Siksha and others. So I am going to give a class of Jaiva Dharma. by this you can enter. And this is very necessary. So we are doing pranam to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Bhaya. He is Rupanuga, but Gaur Shakti. Who is Gaur Shakti really? So he is not different from Gadadhar Pandit. His manifestation. So he should be pleased with us and sprinkle his mercy to us so that we can serve Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and finally should enter in the Radha Krishna service. So I am beginning this doing pranam of what is Rupanuga? What is Rupanuga? Can you express what is Rupanuga? Very good. What is Rupanuga? What do you mean by Rupanuga? Rupanuga Varaya. In Gita.
They can render service to the divine couple in a very beautiful and unique way, where they have a very intimate connection with serving Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Their contact with Sri Sri Radha and Govinda is unlimited because they're very young. And these young gopi girls are headed by Sri Rupa Manjari. So to follow in this line is to be a servant from the bottom to the top. To serve Sri Rupa Goswami is to start to follow Upadesamrita. How beautiful it is that such the highest devotee of Srimati Radharani has come to the lowest point of giving us Sri Upadesamrita. They've come from the top to say, oh my dear friends, gather up your senses, control your senses. Vatya Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam, like this. Control your mind, your body, your speech. And he's giving his teachings this way and then gradually up and up and up to take us to the pinnacle of human, or the pinnacle of attainment for any jiva soul is to become a servant of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. So to be a Rupanuga is to follow in this line.
Thank you. Something more? Not elaborately, like a class, 1 hour. Very simple.
Om Adhyanam Chimiranjasi.
Don't.
Gurudev has asked me to speak on Rupanuga Vaishnavism. So
try to know all. Especially they don't allow to read the books of Rupa Goswami. How they will know what is Rupanuga? And that is why they are bound to fall down. They should know Rupanuga. So I asked this question, that you should also have an idea what is called Rupanuga.
In order to understand the word Rupanuga, Rupa means Rupa Goswami, or as Sri Prajbalabha Prabhu said, Rupa Manjari. Anuga means to follow. In order to understand the meaning of Rupa Anuga, we have to know the meaning of Raga Anuga. In order to understand Raga Anuga, we have to understand Ragatmika. Rag means absorption, such a total absorption in the object of love, Sri Krishna, and a simultaneous, unlimited, unquenching thirst to attain him. This is Ragatmika, the rag or absorption in the atmas or the souls of the associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. These Ragatmika devotees are of four kinds: servant, parent, friend, and beloved. The followers of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, the residents of Vrindavan, are called raganugas.
They're
performing sadhan bhakti in order to attain the footsteps and the association of the ragatmika bhaktas. The raganuga sadhan bhaktas, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and their followers, all the way down to our present acharyas, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his followers, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. They're all ragatmika bhaktas, but they've taken the sadhak form as raganuga sadhakas in order to teach us how to come to that platform of externally following the rules and regulations of that sadhana, and internally, when one is advanced enough, to meditate on his spiritually conceived siddhadeya, or spiritually perfected form, as a mandri. So there's ragatmika, residents of Goloka Vrindavan. Their followers in sadhana bhakti are called ragatmika, raganuga. And raganuga, just as ragatmika is of four kinds, so raganuga, those sadhak who are following in their footsteps, praying to become like them in the authorized prayers of our Goswamis, following the instructions of our Sat Goswami, the seventh Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his followers. Then there are four kinds. Again, servant, parent, friend, and beloved. Within those, beloved is the conjugal associates of Srimati Radhika as conjugal lovers of Sri Krishna. Then Raganuga in conjugal love has two divisions. One is called Tat-Tat Bhava Ichchatmika, and the other is called Samboga Ichchatmika. Samboga Ichchatmika, Raganuga Sadhan Bhaktas, are followers of Lalita, Vishaka, Radhika. But for a living entity, no one can follow as a conjugal lover of Krishna. If one tries to follow that sadhana, he'll immediately fall down as a sahajya. There's no such thing as a living entity, a conditioned living entity, who can have that bhav of sambhogatmika. The living entity can go utmost to tat-tat bhava ichatmika. That is, tat-tat bhav, the bhav of Lalita, Vishaka, and ultimately Radhika, accepting their bhav in the heart by serving them. In other words, whatever Srimati Radharani experiences in her service to Krishna, her maidservants experience the same thing. Whatever happens on her mind, whatever happens on her body, is also experienced by those maidservants in that realm called Tatat Bhava Ichchatmika, that part of Kamatmika, or Madhurya Bhav Rati, the relationship with Krishna in conjugal rat. Again, it has two divisions. Sambhogatmika, like Lalita, Vishaka, and ultimately Radhika, and the living entity, the conditioned living entity, can only follow up to Rupa Manjari, which is the highest pinnacle of devotion for the jiva, for the fortunate jiva. The conditioned soul can follow that sadhana, tat-tat bhava, ichchatmika, that anuga, that following, which is called Rupa Anuga. Every Rupa Nuga sadhaka is within the category of Raga Nuga. They're within the category of the four. But not every Raga Nuga sadhaka is Rupa Nuga. This is a special kind within Madhurya Ras. Within Madhurya Ras, there's a special attachment to Krishna. When the attachment to Srimati Radhika is as much as that to Krishna, or almost as much as their attachment to Krishna, this is called Suhit Bhav, the friends of Radhika.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just getting to a really good...
Don't make it complicated.
Okay.
New person, they will not understand all this.
Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bhav.
You are telling all these things very good. What? You should know that there are two kinds of sadhak. Two kinds of sadhak. Sadhan bhakta and bhav bhakta. He was a bhav bhakta sadhak. Not a sadhan bhakti, but bhav bhakta. And he was like Raganuga. Raganuga. No question here. He was very fond of Krishna. He was in the side of Krishna, Bilvamanga. So what you can tell him. You can read his book, Krishna Karanamritam. Mahaprabhu liked it. So he was Raganuga and Bhavabhakta. To be a real sadhan bhakti, it is very hard. Having some mode of what is our mode and what is our object of bhajan. That is what to achieve bhav. This is sadhan bhakti. Kriti. So it will go longer so much. So I am telling Rupanuga, how Rupa Goswami followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his father form, in the form of a Rupa Goswami. How? He Radhike, Vrajadevike, Chalalike, He Nanda Sunokuta, Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vanneta. Ho Santavit Sarvatai Khedai Mahabihvalau, Vande Rup Sanatana. Especially Rup. Especially Rupa, Padabhyo Sadhira Bardashtameva, Nanak Kadapi Samaye Kila Devi Jati, Sakhayate Mamanustam Namostanitam Dashayate. I only want to serve, O Radhikeyu. Radhikeyu. I don't want to be your sakhi, like Lalita Vishakha. This is the thing that Raghunath Das Goswami has told. I want to serve your remnant. Oh, this is called Rupanuga. Raghunath Das Goswami was best among all the Rupanugas. So this thing. And in his gopi form, Rupa Manjari, how, in what mood, what relation he served Radha and Krishna conjugal. If following both in sadhak form and siddha form. Sadhak. Seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena cha. But following rupa, then he is the Rupanuga reality. So, I have told so many times that all Raganuga may come in Rupanuga. All are Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. Jade Goswami is not Rupanuga. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanandi is not Rupanuga. They are on the head of Rupanuga. No? This we must know gradually. If in 16 years, 20 years, or more than 30 years, we are not knowing all these things, it, what it means? We are doing nothing. So I have come to inform you. Bhakti is like a river. If you will store water one place, then it will be dirty. So many worms will come, hook worms and so many. But river with current is light. And so many wet should be in that river. So many fishes should be there. So many cuckoo birds should be on the tree, on the bank of that river should be there. So all these things should be there. Not as stagnant in the one position. That is called bhakti. And bhakti river, bhakti rasa. So we must know all these things. If you will give more your energy to learn all these things, serving a high class of Vaishnava, hearing all this, practicing all this. No need of thinking about maintenance. Krishna will maintain. He has promised. Yokshem Bahamya. So why we are so much in worry for maintenance? Oh, Krishna will surely. He has promised. Not only he has promised, he has told his devotees, or you should promise. Pranasya. So we should try to be like that. Always. Don't give your whole energy in family maintenance and all these things. The fruit of hearing Harikatha. But if you are really hearing Harikatha and doing Kirtan, oh, surely what will come first? Vairagya. Detachment from worldly things and desires. Must come. And if not coming, you are not practicing well. Your energy is going here and there. And second, tattva-jnana will come. Tattva-jnana. And by this, oh, a greed will come to serve Radha and Krishna. First to Mahaprabhu and then to Radha and Krishna. So if you will read Jaiva-dharma, Rupa-anugatva, at a time, detachment. I see that, hearing and practicing bhakti yoga for so many years, about 40 years, and in the age of 60, 70, I want to marry. What is this nonsense? Though I married, they have some realization. What is marriage? Dog and cats are more expert in these things, and you want to defeat them. What is this nonsense? Where you are? Oh, detachment should come. Pandavas were with family, with Draupadi, Subhadra, so many. But always detachment. Their love and affection depended on the love for Krishna. The husbands of gopis, all gopis were detached from all this. So if you were chanting, remembering for 20 years, 30 years, and if your Gurudev is operating that thing, oh, don't do marriage now, in the age of 60. Now you are old. Oh, then he becomes worried. Oh, what Gurudev is doing? I wanted to marry and he disturbed all. He told that lady that don't marry with him. And then she told, I will not marry. And then he became worried. Why Gurudev told? Oh, Guru has a right reserved to operate disciples. Whether he is happy or unhappy. Because he is what? Rogi. And he is a patient. And he has gone to Gurudev for this disease. For treatment. And if Gurudev is treatment, doing treatment, operating, then he becomes nervous. Now I am coming to first chapter, Jaiva Dharma. I have to tell so many things. So many things. First chapter is Nitya and Mystic Dharma. Nitya Dharma means, have you Jaiva Dharma English?
Yes.
Nitya Dharma means what? Transcendental, eternal religion. And Namitic Dharma?
Temporary.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, in this universe, Prithvi Lok, is superior in this whole universe. There are so many planets, lakhs and lakhs of planets. In all planets, sun, moon, and there are lakhs and lakhs of moons and suns, and all the you see twinkling stars. It may be that they are more greater than sun and others, but in whole planet, Prithvi is more superior. Why? Because Krishna, Ram, all came in this land. Jambu Deep is west. Jambu Deep, there are seven islands, bigger islands were continents in this Prithvi, seven. One of them is Jambu Deep, where there was a tree of jambu, blackberry, a very big. And what is that tree? Black tree? You know, in Vrindavan, black tree? Tamal. And who is really Tamal? Oh, Tamal Krishna. So where Krishna is there? See, like this is Jambu Deep. In Jambu Deep, Bharatvarsha. First name was Aryavrata. But by the name of Bharat, you know Bharat Maharaj, how was dedicated to Krishna. And in three but he was liberated. His Bharat Maharaj. Among his 100 brothers. He was king, and really he was more better than and superior than his 100 brothers, 99 brothers. And in that, Godbhumi is superior. You know Godbhumi? Godbhumi is five. The land between Yamuna and Sindhu in Punjab, one Godbhumi. Land between Ganges and Yamuna, Kanyakubja, or this is second Gaur. The land between Ganga and Gomati, which is Shalagram is there, and passing through Ayodhya. Oh, this is third. And fourth, between Bengal and these rivers, this is Anga. This is one go. And especially where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, second, he took birth, is fifth go. And Hussain Shah Badshah was the king in Gaur, where Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were in his council. These are five gods. And in gods, North Deep Mandal is best among them. Do you know what is Navadvip? What is the meaning of Navadvip? But Nava Noayman. Always. And they denote nine bhakti. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasi. This Navadvip has been called in our Vedas and Upanishad and so many books. Shweta Deepa Bhajamyam. Rupa Goswami has quoted that verse of Veda. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has quoted all these things. So Navadvip is Shweta Deep. In transcendental Golok Vrindavan, in Vrindavan has two parts, Krishna Lok and Shweta Deep. Parishishta. Parishishta means What does this mean? Doing something, if something is remendant, supplementary perhaps. Complementary. Huh? Without Navadvip, Vrindavan, and without Vrindavan, Navadvip are incomplete. Incomplete. Mixing both. Life, separation, and meeting. Both mix, and then it is complete. But there is no separation mode. Oh, that Sanjog is incomplete. So in this way. 12 bands and upabands of Vrindavan are in Navadvip, in any way, in 9 islands. Like Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bhavlaban, Kamyaban, Khadirban, then Bhadraban, Bhandirban, Belban, Mahaban, Vrindavan, Lauhaban, Gokul Mahaban, Gokul Arupaban. So all bands, anyhow in Navadvip. Don't think that Jagannath Puri is superior than Navadvip. And more, Godavari Tat Vaish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Mahabhava Rasaraj mood there. Is superior than Navadvip. Don't think like that. There are so many reasons. Jagannath Puri is not superior than Navadvip. Navadvip is so much more superior than both places. How? Some devotees think like that. Where Mahabhava and the Rasaraj Mahabhava in Godavari Tat. He showed an high class of Harikatha. Raramananda Sambhava was done. This is the most highest place. And where in Gambhira Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed mode of separation from jumping in ocean and relishing with Raramananda and Sarup in Gambhira. How deepest and how highest class of that Harikatha. So these are more superior than Navadvip. Don't think like this. There are so many regions. Jagannath Puri, very highest, only especially for the Gambhira Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is like Dwaraka, Kurukshetra, and this place, Jagannath Puri, or any forest of Vrindavan are not there. Are Vrindavan, Gokul, or Bhandirban, Nandagaon, Varsana is in Dwarkapuri. In Godavari Tat, no. So now this must be superior than this. In Navadvip, you know Godram Dvip? He's telling about Godram Dvip. Where is Godram Dvip? Godram Dvip in Nandagaon. Nearby, Varsana is there. So many places are there. In Navadvip. But in hidden way, Gupta Vrindavan. You know, Janmasthali Mayapur, but place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Mathura and Gokul combined. Both combined. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. Really he is Krishna, as he told. Taking the internal mood and complexion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. Where he took birth in Vrindavan. Partly in Mathura and fully in Gokul. So both are combined here in Mayapur Yogpeeth. And then crossing from there, coming to Koladip, what is this? Girirajwar. All the kunj, all the caves, for playing with Sakha and Sakhi, everything is there. So call thee. And nearby Rasauli, you know? Rasastali, where Chandra Sarovar is there, and in the foot of Girirajwar. So this is our mat, call thee, Devananda Goswami. nearby Ritudi. What is Ritudi? Radha Kund and Shyam Kund there. So all are there. Our place, Guru has made our temple. Oh, it is on the bank of east, west bank of Ganga. That is on the bank of Yamuna. Mayapur is this side, on the bank of Ganges. And here is Rasasthali. Brahma has done so many astartes on the bank of Ganges, thousand and thousand. So many things. There is Panchbeni, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, Narmada, Sindhu, all are there. Manasi Ganga also is there. Radha Kund also, Shyam Kund, all are there. Very wonderful. Ritu Deep, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, that is Kokil Van. Mamgachi. Mamgachi means Madadrum. What is Bahulaban? In the north of Mayapur, what is Bhadravan? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all these things. Jannudit, Bhandirvan, Simantadi, all these things. So Vrindavan is in Navadvip, not in Jagannath Puri or Godavari. Especially, one thing you should know. I'm telling those who are senior Vaishnav, they can understand. And those who are juniors, they should note down. They should know new. And for them, oh, you should know all these things very deeply. That Navadvip, Navadvip is Vrindavan. Especially we see one thing, that there are two Ashtakadiya Leela. One of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ashtakadiya Leela, you know, have heard. And Ashtakadiya Leela of Krishna and Radha, conjugal. This Ashtakadiya Leela, where it was done? Where we meditate Ashtakali? Navadvip. Do we meditate in Jagannath Puri or there? What leela? Vishwambharaya Dhimahi. Gauraya. Who is Gauraya? Why Gauraya? She explained something. Oh, instance it, mode and beauty of golden color of Krishna. Really? Krishna. But now he has become a Radhika. Where he became Radhika? Really? There are three Radhikas, you should know. One, Vrishabhanuja. Vrishabhanuja is Vrishabhanuja. And then, Sanjogini and other is Yogini. Like Krishna, he never gives up. He goes out of Vrindavan. Never. Krishna and Rohini Nandarna, always in Vrindavan. They cannot go out of. If they are coming towards Mathura, oh, from the borderland they will return back to Vrindavan. And Vasudev, Krishna and Vasudev, Baldev will return back to Rohini and the Ram cannot return back. He will always be with Krishna. Who went to Mathura? One of the manifestation of Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. The pastimes of Krishna in Mathura and also in Dwarka are transcendental and everlasting, eternal. And also the pastimes of Krishna, Prajandanandan, in Vrindavan is eternal. There Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, oh, eternal plane. And here, similarly, three Radhikas. One Radhika, but by mood it has been taken as three. Krishna will not change when he will go to Mathura. Only he will not use his flute and peacock feather. He will change his father, mother. But not shape, not form. Only mood will be changed. And this mood is main thing, prominent. Krishna can go everywhere. Dwarka he will go. Oh, form cannot be changed. He will be like Krishna. If there he is taking flute and peacock feather and telling, I am son of Nanda Yashoda, oh, he is Krishna. Mood. And if not peacock feather and flute and telling that, I am son of Vasudeva Devaki, there he is telling. Then his manifestation is there. Prakash, not Krishna himself, supreme. So likewise Srimati Radhika, oh, always with Krishna in Vrindavan. In Nandagaon, who is feeling so much summeration and of Bhramar Geeta is there, what is this? Biyogini. Never biyog. Rupa Goswami has told in his and also in Ujjwal Nirmani. And that is why son of Sivananda Sen, he had not explained the Leela of Mathura and Dwarka. He has just stopped there. Up till Ross he has done. And after, nothing. They cannot feel, they cannot tolerate separation, that Radhika should be separated with Krishna. Never. So Radhika is always with Krishna, with Nanda Nandan, and she is called Vrishabhanu Nandini. And who is feeling separation in Nandagaon, he is Biyogini. Same. But she is feeling Biyog. And then in Kurukshetra, who is she? Sanjogini. What is Sanjogini? For a moment she goes there, for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And keeping Krishna on his mental chariot. They bring Krishna to Vrindavan. This is Biyogini, Sanjogini. Always meeting, Sanjogini. So, in this mantra, Gauraya, Swaha, are Tanno Gaura, Chodayas. Or this Leela, Vishwambhar. Who has this name, Vishwambhar? In Jagannathpuri, in cave? No. Where? Sachinandan Gaurhari. Where he is getting so much knowledge, so much love and affection to Jiva, of very high class of Prem to Jagai Madhai, even he is giving. So Vishwambharaya Dhimahi, we should meditate in Navadvip, not in the cave in Gambhira. But Mahaprabhu played that role. It was opulence of Mahaprabhu. No? The highest thing. Even there anyone cannot go. Can they go? Only in the night. Who? At that time Rupa Goswami cannot go there. Though he is always hearing and knowing all these things. But anyone cannot go without Lalita and Vishakha. This is very opulent. In Godavari, he manifested, oh, Mahabhava Rasarajru. It is opulent. So that even Lalita, Rayaraman began to pray, like whom? Devaki or Arjun. Oh, you are saying like this. So these are opulence. Now deep, no opulence. Playing with girls. Oh, can you marry? I want to marry you. If you will not marry, you will not be happy. Give your sandesh and kala to me. So It comes in the Ashtakali Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is more superior than any Lila of... This is Swarsaki. And there, Mantramayi Upasana. So many deep things are these in Nauti. So you should try to know. I told in brief, very brief. So we are going where? In Godrumdi, in Nandagaon, where Prem Das Babaji was. What is the Godrum? Godrum. Under the shade of a very big people tree, Ashwastha tree. Go. Which go?
Surabhi.
After Krishna pastime. Oh, she was hearing. Taking Indra here. And did a thousand and thousand of years as stories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw in the last of the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhava. Doing another Sankirtan. There. So now this is not ordinary thing, general thing. Very high thing. Here, Surabhi gave milk to Mark.